When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah! How are you feeling today, Al? I woke up in a fantastic mood, and I was thinking all morning, like why am I in such a good mood today? I just kind of, you know, every once in a while, you have one of those days, you just pop up, you don't mind, the alarm goes off, you're good, everything's in perfect working order. I had one of those days today, and I think I know why.
Well, it works both ways. You ever sometimes you're upset at something, you don't even know why you're upset?
Of course.
You have to, like, actually... You got to pull yourself aside. Like, okay, yeah. You don't even know why you're mad, but you're still kind of, you're stubborn enough to say, well, I'm going to be pissed anyways. Yeah, but what are you mad about?
That's me like 84% of the time.
Yep. What are you, what's going on? Why are you in such
I think I figured, I don't know, but right when my eyes fired open this morning.
I think I know.
It was an Ask Salee day. Oh. I'm like, there. You know what? It's Wednesday.
THT had a nice night.
Oh, no, I don't really care about that at all.
He was shooting over 50% yesterday. Also had 6 assists. Maybe Russ, he didn't have a turnover yesterday.
No, that was cool.
Squad only had 5 turnovers.
Look,
that's where I instantly thought why you woke up in a good mood today.
There's one thing you can take to the bank. You can set your watch to it.
Okay.
Once every 408 games, Russell Westbrook is going to have a turnover-free game.
Why?
You can just set your watch to it that every 408 games, can say, you know what, Russ had 0 turnovers, and yesterday was the day. It's very exciting. It's a great day.
All right, now you're going to put me in a bad mood. Tell me why you're in a good mood. I want to know.
I just
did. Specific?
It's an Ask Salee day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I remembered today, because I always like to tweet out on Ask Salee days, hey, don't forget, it's an Ask Salee day. Make sure that you send them in. Make sure that you have questions for Al. And today I remembered to also put the phone number in there. So I really want some phone call Ask Salees, 877-710-ESPN, because I think those are, as much as I love the tweet, Ask Salee's at Alan Salee, at Travis
it's
Rogers.
It's a good combination.
The
it's
phone calls are good. They really are. Watch Cobra Kai last night. I think that put me in another good mood. Everything's kind of coming up Travis right now. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so a couple things here. First of all, let's just be happy where we're sitting today, because we could have very easily not had a show. That could have easily happened today.
Right, true.
That could easily happen today. Our main man, Taylor. Taylor, what happened here? What's going on behind the scenes? Because this is all different now. Now we're kind of feel like we're going back to a year ago.
Right.
We're not in studio again, so this is kind of part of the ESPN. We got to be remote again. So Taylor is on an island. He basically, if he's not sitting in his chair, we got no way.
We're screwed.
There's no way. What do we go live on YouTube? Like, we have no way of doing it. We have
Trav's
no way of doing
happy
the
day would have been ruined.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Instagram live.
Take us through it, Taylor. What happened?
Talk us through it.
So I always wear my badge right around my neck everywhere I go in this building. But for some reason today.
Even at home, even when you go out.
Shower.
To a restaurant. Yep, absolutely.
So loyal to 710. But today, I for whatever reason, chose not to when I went to the bathroom. Also did not take my phone. And I came back and realized that there was nobody in this building.
So that's what people got to understand. There's not a soul in that building but Taylor. Taylor's the only one that's
which
in
I
there.
Love.
So there is no, I could knock on the door. There is no, I'll just call in.
Somebody else will come out to use the bathroom and let me in.
No, there's nobody coming in today. What'd you
have
to
do? He also would never know this happened because he didn't have his phone either. So we would just be here at 9:55 being like, all right, guys, where's programming?
Awesome.
Oh, never mind.
I have a lot of questions.
I honestly, if that would have happened, I would just be like, all right, well, just text me when you guys are ready. I'm going to take Rookie for a quick one.
When I heard the story, I'm like, ooh, we almost got a day not to do the show. That's kind of it's almost
a
got
day
a
off. You would have been happier.
Vacation day. That was the first thing that went through my head. The second thing that went through my head, what do you mean you didn't bring your phone? Like, what did you do for the 45 seconds it takes to walk to the bathroom and the 45 seconds it takes to
Wait,
walk
do you,
back?
Do you take
what
your,
did you,
you
stare
take your phone?
At?
Trav, do you take your
I'm
phone
not tell
every
you
time you go to the
at.
Restroom?
I don't know if I walk from my kitchen to my living room without my phone in my hand. It's like an appendage.
I definitely put myself in that position sometimes. I don't take my phone. And work is the perfect place. It's like, okay, if I don't take my phone and there's nobody in the studio, Like I will be lost. And but there's a lot of times I don't take it to the restroom. Taylor chose to do that when there wasn't a soul in the studio.
So we start at about 9:55, give or take, right?
Yep.
So Taylor, how close were you to not making it back in by 9:55? Are we talking this happened 7 o'clock in the morning where it's like, yeah, it's more of an inconvenience, or did you start sweating the because look, we all have this moment. I'm going to get fired over this
I'm
moment.
Screwed.
Did you have that?
My life flashed before my eyes.
What time did you get back in?
90
the
seconds before.
Perfect.
Take.
Okay.
Fortunately, there was
something?
a late start. The open was put in a little bit later.
Okay. So I around
something was on my side.
Around 9:52-ish, I connected, and I threw a quick little, "Hey Taylor, you got me, bud?" Nothing. Okay. I'm like, all right,
check,
you know, Taylor's
check,
busy.
Check.
Wait another minute.
What's wrong with my Comrex? Why is he not responding?
And I could see you on the Zoom, and you hadn't put your headset on yet. So I'm like, Taylor, what's up, buddy? You know, you just kind of like try to throw the not annoying that I just asked recently.
But I'm
still
concerned.
Nothing. And then finally, we got Taylor, and I felt like he was a little short of breath when he responded. So
I'm glad you made it in, Taylor. I'm glad that you made it in. It's one of those things that makes you feel alive again, right?
It really wakes you up in the morning, yeah.
The terror of, I think I'm going to get sacked over this. This is an inexcusable mistake. So people that don't know, our building under the normal circumstances, right? It's pretty buttoned up. You can't just kind of wander around. Every door is locked, and it's one of those magnetic locks that you need to unlock, and there's security all over the place. You got to go through the security desk. That's under the best of circumstances. Right now, there's low staff. Nobody's around. There's nobody to lean
on. Come on down.
So how did you actually execute the entry into the building? Did you have to go all the way down and start over with one of the security guards?
Yeah. I'm friendly with a security guard, and he was able to get me in, but I cut it close, way too close for comfort.
It doesn't, Al. You know what I'm getting from Taylor right now?
What's that?
I'm getting that he's not ready to talk about it quite yet. Feeling that, look, this isn't funny to me. I know it's funny to you, Sliwa, to you, Travis, but not so funny to me because I'm the one that was trapped outside of my job.
I've never felt so relieved. I'm happy. I'm going to be coming back tomorrow.
I was going to say it's okay because everything worked out. You know, because we're not sitting here. It wasn't 10:15 where we started the show today. If it would have been 10:15, he'd probably be like, I don't want to talk about this for 6 months.
Right. You probably wouldn't hear from me for 6 months.
Have you ever had, Emily, Alan, have you ever had that, I'm going to get fired over this moment? That thing that you're convinced that this is the unforgivable mistake, that I am not going to make it through this. This is my last day here, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. Have you ever had that feeling?
Trying to think here if I have a specific moment. I mean, I've done some stupid things, but
I've forgotten I've had shifts before, so I'm
just
like
completely
out.
Forgot you were supposed to work.
Yeah, so one time this was back when I was at Bristol. So if you guys are listening, I didn't in Bristol, but I forgot I had a shift because they moved my schedule around a lot, and I had been out getting brunch with my friend, so we had
translated. You were drinking. Go ahead.
A mimosa or two. So I get a call from work, and they're like, "Hey, Emily, like, where are you at? We're gonna get ready to start XYZ show." And I'm like, "Oh shoot!" And I told them I could be ready in a couple hours. And
couple hours.
Not a couple hours. I'll be in 2 hours. And
how long does it wear off?
Shift.
That was the question. The question was when is she back in a regular state of mind?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I could drive, get to work, all that good stuff. But
so do you go into like full lie mode at that point? Do you go, "Oh, I got a flat tire. I'm on the side of the road. Sorry, I forgot to call you," or do you say, "Yeah, I forgot I was supposed to be there, and I've been drinking all day. I'm not coming in. I'll see you later."
I don't know. I had a lot of goodwill, so I think that
could
have gone either way.
That helps.
I don't normally do that, so I think it could have gone either way. But I'm kind of tend to be like the white lie. I don't think I'd necessarily say I had a flat tire. Or I'd probably say I forgot I had a shift, but I wouldn't say, "Hey, I was out drinking all day." So that's probably where I would go.
Al, you strike me as the type that has not had this moment.
I don't think anybody would believe me. Like, if I said I had a flat tire and I had to change it, let's just start with right there. Nobody would be like, "First of all, you're not changing your own tire. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't." We've heard Travin.
Come on, I can teach you how to change a tire, Alan.
I can even do a tire, Al.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that you can't do it, but why do I have AAA? I mean, if AAA can just come out and handle the thing,
that's for dead batteries and keys locked in the car.
named yet? Okay. Ask AAA that question because definitely use the pass hat. I don't know if I've had.
What do you call them for directions? Hey, I'm in West Hollywood and I'm looking for the quickest way to Santa Monica. Can you hook me up? Wait, I don't trust Waze. Why don't you get on the satellite system and let me know which way to go?
I'm prepared to call AAA to, hey, I went to Costco and I got a lot of stuff in my trunk. Can you just help me take it inside the house? AAA is, I feel like they're used for everything.
So this is good. The phone is already starting to ring with people that have had similar situations. I want to hear your I think I'm going to get fired story today. I think that this is the thing that's going to end my career. 877-710-ESPN. You can do that on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can be a part of the show on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back. So are the fans. College football was played last night, Al. We'll get to that in a second. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And as always, ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. I'm all in on Karate Kid again. They sucked me back in for all the wrong reasons, but I'm all back in on that. You mentioned that THT had a good night. I guess we can talk about that if we have to. We can talk about Russ having a turnover-free night. That's kind of fun.
Jesus, I thought you were literally setting up something right there. I thought you were going. I'm like staying out of your way here. Yeah, we got – so I did see Cobra Kai. It's kind of funny. What time did you watch it at yesterday?
10:30.
I watched it at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. because I had to make sure I watch it before the pregame show and before I start doing my prep. So I don't think I've ever had a moment where – I mean, it's just so awkward. At 2 o'clock, I'm throwing on Netflix.
It does feel weird like you're doing something wrong.
But it was a chore. I had to do it.
Chore? How dare you?
Even my girl's
how dare
like,
you?
She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, okay, I don't want to explain this. I got to watch Cobra Kai. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I know it's 2 o'clock. Don't you have a Laker game coming up? Yes, I have a Laker game coming up. So 2 o'clock, I was getting in Cobra Kai.
You got to go Godfather. You're not supposed to ask me about my business. Never ask me about my business. And then yep. You just kind of leave it at that and keep it moving. More on all that coming up. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And that right there is why I don't do bets. Like, I'll bet some money occasionally. Like, we can bet $10 on this or $20 on that. But I'm not betting you my eyebrow, Al. That's not a wager that you're ever going to hear come out of my mouth.
I got $30,000 this weekend on the Titans game.
Yeah, I think I'd rather do that than wager my eyebrow. That sounds like a safer option. I don't know. It's going to look pretty – you got to take them both off if you're going to do that, right? You can't just take one.
No, I think you could just do one. I think
doesn't that look more ridiculous than none?
It does, but I think, you know, you could kind of look at yourself in the mirror, half of your face, and feel normal, and the other half looks what it looks like.
No, I'm going to go with both of them off and just say, you know, I was lighting the barbecue and the thing blew up in my face and it singed them off. And, yeah, it was scary. I almost died. And then everybody just kind of leaves you alone as opposed to, yeah, I suck at fantasy football. That's a bad answer to why you have one eyebrow.
I think me, Laura, and Lindsay can teach him how to color in his eyebrow.
Draw him in with one of those pencils?
Yeah, so that it makes – or that way you have to do both so then you can, like, color them in. But I think we can show him how to color his eyebrows. And so then it makes it a little bit less weird. But he also has a face for radio, so that works too.
You know how you mentioned the – you don't usually do bets like this or whatever the case is?
Yeah.
Did the sandwich thing not really help? But that wasn't a bet. That was just a participation, like, hey, let's do it together. We're family.
It's a really good question.
We're friends.
It's a really good question. Not anymore, we're not. But not after the sandwich.
We were family.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
were friends.
Exactly. It just kind of reinforced where I was to begin with. I did it, honestly. I ate the sandwich. I agreed to doing the sandwich because it was something that you'd been pushing for a while. And I thought that, you know what, I'm going to do Al a solid. I know that this is something he wants to do, so I'm going to do it with him. I'm a good teammate. I'm going to be a part of this. I'll do it. And it reminded me why my normal setting of selfish is the better setting for me. That's a much better lane. The second I tried to be a team guy, it blew up in my face.
Yeah, no, I screwed up on a golden opportunity there. I screwed up on.
All right, it's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Little Straight Talk that Taylor nearly missed the show today because he locked himself out. Lots of people want to get in on there. Hey, I nearly got fired from work because. Let's start in Orange County with Matt. Matt, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how are you doing?
All right.
So,
good, man. What's going on?
I'm like 22. I got a security guard gig, five-floor building, which is terrifying, by the way, when you're the only person in the building. So I end up doing my rounds, forgot my key card, walked through a door that I couldn't get out, and now I'm in the garage. And I'm like, what the heck do I do now? So I panic. I no cell phones back then. This was like 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And I end up, the only way that I could get back in is I had to go through the door to get out of the building, went and called my dad and said, hey, what do I do? And he's like, I don't know. So at that point, I'm like, okay, now I'm really screwed. So then I walk back, and now I can't even get in the garage. So I had to lift up that little riveted, like, chain link fence or whatever, bend it, crawl under it, and the one door that I thought wouldn't open actually opened, and I could get back in. But for an hour, the building was completely, no one was there besides me, and finally I was able to get in. Then I found out I'm not good for security. I'm not doing that job no more.
Thank you for the call, man. That's a terrible, terrible feeling. Can you imagine? I like this too. I called my dad. And he's like, I don't know. Thanks,
Pop.
You gotta figure it out. Important life lesson. Take your card with you. Take your key card or your key or whatever it might have been back in the day. That's a terrible feeling. Let's try one more. North Hollywood and Steven. Steven, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Yeah, so I used to work in visual effects many years ago, and I was in charge of doing all the backups and kind of the digital grunt work. And the company was doing, they used to do big movies, commercials, everything. And we were doing this big commercial for Gatorade. I don't know if you remember this commercial, but there was a giant foosball table, and it had big soccer stars. It was like a life-size foosball table.
Anyways, I do remember it, yes.
Yeah, and so there's this thing that when you're done with the show, completely done, delivered to the client, you, quote, kill it, and that wipes it completely from the system. And for some reason, I was doing five things at once, and I killed that show in the middle of the day. Multiple high-paid visual effects artists working on this show, they're at their system, everything disappears. We now had to restore all the footage, all the work. Of course, they lost all the work that day, tens of thousands of dollars. They had to call the client. They had to tell them, you know, we're going to be late delivering this. We had a little technical issue, and the only thing that saved me was I used to jam, like rock with guitars with the VP of the commercial division. And once he found out it was me, he was livid, and then he found out it was me, and he said, oh, well, you know, people make mistakes. And everyone at the company was like, how can we even get fired? I'm like, well, I guess you should play rock and roll or something. But that, yeah, I thought for sure I was done.
Yeah, we almost, by the way, that's a fantastic story. We almost, Taylor, for those who are just tuning in right now, Taylor almost didn't make it in time for the show today. It wasn't anything he did wrong. He just forgot his key card. There's not a soul at ESPN, and he forgot his cell phone as well. And he went to go use the restroom like a normal human being that gets there probably at 7 a.m., 3 hours before the show starts. And he almost didn't make it in time. So that's some of these calls that we're getting right now, people telling stories where they thought, yeah, this is over. This is going to end my job.
I can't imagine. So we've all made those mistakes, right? But can you imagine making a mistake that cost your company tens of thousands of dollars? That's one of those, hey, not I was a little late, or I lost my key card, or I forgot I had a shift. That's, you just cost me.
I walked into work and we're negative 30K right now. We're negative 30K. We're trying to make money at this business. We're down before the day started.
This is important. We got to do this one, too, because somebody wants to give Taylor a little bit of a life lesson. Steve in La Habra, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I just want to say Taylor did give everyone who listened a life lesson. Always be cool to the security guard. The security guards are the one with the key cards. They're the ones who can let you in when you're late or you need to get to a secure area. I'm a UPS driver in beautiful downtown Long Beach, and believe me, many a security guard has saved me to get into buildings when I was running behind. So all you got to do is hook them up with the Starbucks every now and then, slip them with the lottery ticket. Believe me, they're the key to the city.
Awesome, Steve. That's just good life advice, right, Al? How about this? Can I be a dad for a second?
Sure.
Be nice to everybody because you don't know when that person is going to be the person that's going to be able to help you, right? Just treat people the way that you would like to be treated. And when it comes time for you to go, hey, listen, my career's hanging in the balance. Can you please let me in this building? They'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, you might, by the way, just the whole good karma thing. I'm a big believer in that. Just be good to people and good stuff will come back.
So if good karma is important, and I agree with you, it is. Mm-hmm. Why am I getting more of the LaRusso family in my life instead of less? Because the further I go into season four, the more of the LaRusso spawn I'm having to deal with, including his delinquent son that's now a regular part of my life.
That was a new twist yesterday. Yesterday I didn't know that's the angle that we were going with. Gotta be honest with you. I don't want to say this. I really don't. I kind of like the way the episode ended. Okay. And I'm kind of looking forward to.
Okay, can I stop you right
three.
There, Al? Because this is a question, and Emily and Taylor, to help me out with this. Are we giving away anything while we do this, or it's been out for the better part of a week? Can we just kind of full steam ahead, or we need to hold? Because I agree with you. The ending last episode was good, but let me just say this.
I don't think it's, you know, it's not The Sopranos, The Wire. It's nothing like. There's nothing dramatic that's going to happen in Cobra Kai.
Speak for yourself.
That I think anybody's going to have to worry about, that even if we do spoil it, whether we're stopping them from watching the next episode or not.
It's not that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Spoiler, guys.
This is not going to be one of those situations where people are going to look back and they're going to be incredibly upset with us and never tune into our show again. It's Cobra Kai. Yeah,
well, but guys, last week when you guys weren't here and I was working,
I was ready to eat out of a lunch pail yesterday. I'm not kidding. I was ready to have a fruit roll-up and a high C. I felt like I was 9 years old yesterday watching.
Nice pull of high C.
Mom, can you peel my orange?
Emily?
We had a discussion about how long you have before you can spoil it, and they said a week. So Andy and DeMarco had the discussion. They said a week is a good amount of time before you can spoil anything.
It's so different now with streaming, though, right?
There's nothing to spoil.
It's all just sitting there. Well, first of all, I don't like your incredibly bad attitude, Sliwa, towards Cobra Kai. You're giving me this. Why are we even giving this any sort of consideration at all? That you're just crapping all over Cobra Kai.
No,
I don't like this at all.
Spoiler alert for Cobra Kai.
Sure.
No, not deserve. You know what was spoiler alert? What was the one everybody was into? The crazy game, a Squid Game. Is that what?
Yeah,
it was? Squid Game. Like there was some spoiler. Like, hey, don't say anything on this. It was such a unique show. It was so weird. It was so random. I'm pretty sure if anybody finds out, Daniel LaRusso, his son is becoming an a-hole and is in the middle of trying to figure out whether he's going to be a good person or a bad person.
He's a cyber bully.
Yeah, that's right.
And a twerp, just like his old man. And we'll unwrap all of that. But as you mentioned, Al, something that had not happened in 407 Laker games actually happened. Or not that. That's wrong. Let me rephrase.
His career. Yep.
Something that had not happened in 407 games for one particular player happened last night. We'll get into it next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
I think this one's for you, Slee. This is from Francis in Glendale, and he says, you know how Netflix shows are are you still watching message after a few hours. They should also ask, are you feeling okay if you fire it up at 2 p.m. on a weekday? So that could have been you yesterday, 2 o'clock. Are you sure you really want to watch this at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon?
Got a text from a buddy who I haven't heard from in a while, okay? Stop hating on the show. Cobra Kai is great. I watched all of season 4 in 2 days. Takes me back to the 80s.
There you go. See? I like that guy. What's his name?
Ernest.
Ernest, I like you. That's exactly that your contempt for Cobra Kai, Slee, is off-putting, quite frankly.
No. I'm okay with the show. We're going through it. This is I watched all 3 seasons. I mean, there were times where I told you, I'd get out the old yearbook and I'd sit there and I'd start reading through my high school yearbook while I was watching the show. It made sense. And I'm all in for season 4. Let me not go that far. I'm not all in, but I'm doing it because we've asked ourselves to do it.
See?
And there was just, when you start saying spoiler alert, I'm like, no. The spoiler alert is saved for shows and movies.
Like Cobra Kai.
There's a lot more drama to than Cobra Kai.
I don't know which version of Cobra Kai you're watching, but you're obviously not watching the same one that I am. I don't know what to tell you. I'm riveted. I can't wait to see if Tori gets fired from her grocery store job next.
I was just gonna say, oh my gosh, I can't believe they talked about she gets fired from her restaurant job. I would have never thought about that. Just gotta love that.
It's high art. It is high art for sure. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Somebody's got your back, Slee. Jake in Palmdale has your back. Jake, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
What's going on, guys? I was just calling to defend Slee a little bit because if you don't like going camping and fishing and hanging around with the guys, doing manly stuff like that, you can't give him a hard time for spoiling Cobra Kai. Like, that's just not allowed.
Well,
laughing about that. I was remembering you were making fun of him a couple weeks ago, but Cobra Kai is okay. But
yeah, I mean, he's making it sound like it's the greatest show in the history of Netflix, that this will go down as award after award is going to be won. Thank you, Jake. I appreciate it.
They're going to give it a Nobel Prize for high art. It's. I don't know if there is one. I know there's like economics and peace and science and all of these things, but I think that high art Nobel Prize will be awarded for the first time to Cobra Kai. I think that's how it's going to go. First of all, I am not a manly man. I'm not hiking in the woods and all these things. So Jake is right about that.
They're going to get a Medal of Honor. Okay, like, it's going to be in front of Biden at the White House. They'll be receiving a Medal of Honor.
I like hanging out with the guys. I just don't want to do it in the woods, Al. Why can't we do it in a bar? Why can't we do it at the golf course? Why can't we do it in a million different places?
No, you should do all of that. Nobody's telling you to do that, and nobody's telling you to stop doing that. They're just saying add camping once a year to the to the weekend. You'll be good to go.
Hard pass.
You would like it.
Hard pass. So how excited were you?
If you did it with your boys. Now, that's next level right there,
too. I get enough of them, too.
I like them. You could bring out all your equipment that you do because you love cooking. And you could be out there in the woods, do the grilling and the cooking and all that stuff. I'm telling you, there's a way to do this where I think it's if you did it with me, you wouldn't enjoy your time. But if you did it with your boys, it's a different story here.
That goes without saying.
That's a different story here.
The cooking aspect of it is the best sales point
that
you've had along the way.
Yeah, you would love that.
Once every 407 games, Russell Westbrook plays turnover-free. Last night was the night. You must have really enjoyed that.
I did enjoy it because for 48 hours. This is kind of funny. All right, listen to this. We did the game on Sunday night. So I did post-game show, talked about 9 turnovers. Do a YouTube show after, talked about 9 turnovers. We did our show on Monday, talked about 9 turnovers. Did Lakers talk that night, talked about 9 turnovers. Then yesterday you and I did a pregame show with Michael. Spent 48 hours. Out of the 48 hours, 36 hours, I mentioned that Russell Westbrook had 9 turnovers in a game. Listen, it was cool yesterday that he had 0 turnovers, and we should give him credit because maybe he went out of his way yesterday to say, okay, I got to be a little smarter with
this. You got to think so, right?
Listen,
you got to think that some of that went in.
You and I hated the comments after the game saying, you know, this is – I'm allowed to have turnovers. No, you are allowed. Nobody's questioning that. I'm allowed to miss shots. Absolutely you are. But it doesn't mean – it cannot justify you playing reckless basketball. You see what I'm saying? That even if – let's just say I made a mistake on the show. Well, I can't come in the next day and say, well, I'm allowed to make mistakes. Yeah, but you can't keep making the same mistake over and over again. So I think there was obviously frustration because he has had a lot of performances so far this year where he's turnover prone. And my only case is this. You continue to make the case. Al, why do you think he would stop all of a sudden turning the ball over when he's done it his entire career? And the only case that I have is he's got the ball less. You can't have the same amount of turnovers.
It's a good argument.
You can't have the same amount of turnovers when you're now playing with LeBron James and Bron has the ball 60% of the time. And nobody's asking him to play perfect basketball. They're just saying that, hey, if there's a one-on-three fast break, dribble it out. Hey, if there's a, if you're going to the bat, you know,
taking
these risks and these chances, like jumping in the air before you make a decision. No, you can't. You can't just continue to say, well, I'm going to make those mistakes, and this is who I am. You have to adjust a little bit, but I think for me the biggest point is LeBron's on the floor. He's got the ball so much of the time. Naturally, your turnovers should go down. So with all that being said, I did feel good. He had no turnovers yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think
the world's not going to change, but it was nice to see a night where he didn't have a turnover.
Yeah, for sure. It really is stunning that he had not had a turnover-free game since 2016. It's a long time ago. It's 2022.
Yeah, that's
crazy. That is a really crazy stat when you think about it.
By the way, that I think that also just talks about, you know, and I guess that's Russ. You know, I don't know what to tell you, but it's still crazy to me that it's been that long.
It's what it is to me is I don't think it's a reflection of Russell Westbrook's game. To me, it's just an extraordinary mathematical anomaly. You would have thought that at one point, occasionally, you know, a couple of times a season, he plays cleanly.
Sure.
You would. I mean, just the mathematics would tell you that you get those outliers. I know that, what is the average in his career, like 4 a game, something like that?
I think it's actually closer to 5. I want to say it's 4.8 turnovers a game.
I'd like to round down for Russ's behalf. Okay, 4.8. We'll call
2 turnovers
that,
a game. Round down further.
Just keep rounding it. Two things. Number one, I don't think there's any question that the criticism over the last couple of days went in. At least to a point. Now, not to the point where he's like, you know what, everybody's right. I need to be more careful with the ball. Not like that. More in a, everyone's saying that I blew the game or I'm having a terrible, I'll show them. I think it was kind of one of those things. So that's fine. It resulted in a turnover-free game. Whatever the rationale, I'm okay
sure,
with it.
Sure.
You said something at the beginning, too, that I you said we both hated the comments. I didn't hate them. I didn't like them. My emotion wasn't like yours. Your emotion was, you can't say that. You got to do better, like you just explained.
Just acknowledge it.
Yeah, well, my emotion
was, take responsibility to it.
Yeah, and you're right, but my emotion was, yeah, that's kind of how I expect Russell Westbrook to respond to those
sure,
sorts of things.
Sure,
that's he was, look, I respect this, and this I'm not setting up a bit here. I respect guys that are who they are, and you know what you're going to get. There's no Russell Westbrook on Wednesday is different than Russell Westbrook on Thursday. It's sure. different than Russell Westbrook on Wednesday. He's Russell Westbrook. For better, worse, or anywhere in between,
it's
you know exactly what you're
self.
Getting. Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, sometimes that authentic self makes you want to pull your hair out. Mm-hmm. But I didn't hate the comments. I just said, yeah, that sounds like Russ to me.
Yeah, and you know, more importantly for the Lakers, which it's a team that has, I don't know how many games I've done, you know, not just, we'll just focus on this season where it's like, geez, the Lakers have 18 turnovers tonight. They had 20 turnovers tonight. They had 15 turnovers. Then we had 5 turnovers yesterday. So ultimately, why do we care about Russell Westbrook and turning the ball over? It doesn't help the squad. And it's just the same thing as we had these references. Earlier in the week, we were talking about it. If you're the Rams and you turn the ball over 3 times, you're going to lose in the playoffs. You're just going to. That's how you lose in the playoffs. If you're the Dodgers and you have a game where you have 2 or 3 errors, there's a very good chance you're probably going to lose that game. And turnovers is the same thing for the NBA. So ultimately, the conversation comes up because of that.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, there's a new name that is bubbling up about a Raider head coaching position. But coming up next, it is Ask Slee. We got some good ones. You can still send them at Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa on Twitter. Let's do a couple of phone Ask Slees as well. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You know what I love, Al?
What do you got?
That if we ask our listeners to do something, they do. They are a loyal bunch, and they are a excellent bunch. And I said, you know what I'd like to do today? I'd like to do a couple Ask Sleaze on the phone. And what do you know? We got a few Ask Sleaze on the phone. We're going to start in Ontario with Larry. Larry, hashtag Ask Slee. What do you got?
So this is what I got. So I'm at Costco, and I know Slee loves Costco. Yep. So I'm going to the food court. Should I go with the slice of pizza, chicken bake, or hot dog?
Well, first of all, it's you kind of can't go wrong. Listen, if I had to rank these for myself, I'm a go-to slice of pizza. I don't know what it is.
We go on combo, we go on pepperoni or cheese?
Options. I'll go combo. Little combo action. And okay. It's a healthy size. You know what I mean, Travis?
It's like two slices of pizza.
It is. Yeah. By the way, have you ever done this? Larry, by the way, second I'm going to go – probably go hot dog, go second, and then I'm going to go the chicken bake after that. But, again, you can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong.
Write it down. January 5th, you got it right, Slee. Those are the correct orders. That's correct. Now, I will say this. Mm-hmm. The hot dog and drink for a buck and a half, you cannot
beat it.
What
are we doing?
You cannot beat that. Because you're talking about the pizza, pretty good size. Mm-hmm. The Costco hot dog is, like, you know me. One of my things is hot dogs are an appetizer.
It's huge. Yeah, no, it's
not
huge.
Not the Costco hot dogs. They're not. That is a meal. Yeah, maybe a portion of a meal. You need.
And by the way, and if
the
you're
side.
Still hungry, go walk around. Yeah, grab a couple samples out there. Right, go take a quick look. They're probably going to have some type of salmon on some type of cracker. Okay, you got a good chance. Some kind of sausage link is going to be cut somewhere.
Wrong.
I mean,
keep going.
This, and you keep circling around. Someone's going to have a drink for you to wash it all the way down, too.
That's perfect. You can have all the chicken bakes you want. That thing's terrible. But everything else is
not
pretty
terrible.
Good along
the way. It's just ranked third on the list.
It's Parmesan flavored, and all things Parmesan need to go.
I'm
going to
go get a chicken bake today.
a buffet of chicken bakes. Gardena and Manuel. Manuel, you're on hashtag Ask Slee.
Hey, Trav, it's too early in the new year for you to be lying. We all know you down at least two of those hot dogs.
Manuel,
come on, man.
Manuel, you're right. Wait, what was it the one time where...
What were y'all thinking that? I mean,
you're
come
right.
on, man.
Well,
Manuel,
hold on, Manuel.
Wait, what was it last year when... I forgot what happened. Somebody called in. I forgot what the question was. Somebody said, how many chicken breasts can you eat? And you said one.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, that's right. The
one question wasn't how many can I eat. It's how many do you eat. There's a difference between those two
that's
things.
That's good. That's good.
And I didn't lie, Manuel.
Crab.
What I said was, Slee said it's a whole meal. I said, well, it's most of a meal. I didn't stop and say I only eat
but
one.
You could
so
see,
I'm not going to let you put
you
words
see
in my mouth.
Why everyone was like, what are we talking about here? What's, where are we going?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah. We're going to give you the semantics on this one, Trav.
Right.
Don't worry.
Fair enough. Thank
all
you.
Right. So my question is, we all know rookie, legendary. So that makes Allen a dog owner, which is the best pet on earth, bar none. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, did he ever go through a phase of being one of these weirdos who's reptile guy? You know, the guy that has some iguana or a boa constrictor that he feeds twice a week with live mice. Ask Slee.
Manuel, appreciate you calling in. No, I never went through a phase like that. I can't do. Can you imagine this? What was that? I think it's Dwight Howard who's got snakes, right?
You don't say. Dwight Howard, huh? Shocked.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine coming home and you have a freaking boa constrictor that you have to feed? Can you imagine coming home one day and you're looking and you're like, it's not in there. Where is it? And you have, if you're Dwight and you have a 16,000 square foot mansion and you have no idea where your python is. No, I was never one of those, and that will never change. I just can't do it.
First of all, I don't know if python is really a pet that you want to have that seems aggressive. Boa constrictor feels manageable, but python feels like an accident waiting to happen. Let's go.
Yeah, that, we got a black mamba there. There's an anaconda in this one.
Cobra.
And there's a crocodile if you keep walking in the bathtub.
All right, let's go online. Hashtag Ask Slee. Are you a Daniel or a Johnny? Hashtag, be honest. Hashtag Ask Slee.
Do I have to be honest?
You have to be honest. That's what he said. That's what the man wrote.
Okay, so Karate Kid back in the days, no question about it, I was a Daniel guy. Daniel was my guy. As we get to Cobra Kai, Johnny's hilarious. I mean, his actual it's such like a great to go from what he was, you know, as a kid and like the role that he plays now, it's awesome. Like, it's such a great evolution, but it's still him. I think he's freaking hilarious in the show. I think most of the scenes that, listen, where the show gets me is when it just gets super cheesy and corny, and he's never cheesy and corny. So a lot of those scenes that are involving him are enjoyable. Some of the other ones, I'm like, what are we doing here? Is this guy really roundhousing a bottle of wine just because, and now all of a sudden he's going to leave all his millions of dollars and his home in Malibu so he can go get back into the dojo?
Yeah, well, yes, Terry Silver is going to do that. And the reason that the answer is always Johnny is because he had the line that defense sucks, offense is awesome, more offense. That's a good way to live your life.
Well, I am definitely, and I will, then I'm definitely Daniel because I'm 100% the, well, you got to play defense. You know, defense wins. Yeah. I'm not throwing the first punch.
Defense wins all karate or all Valley karate tournaments. That's what defense wins. Mello writes, do the Lakers dictate your mood the next day? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Depends. They lost against Memphis a couple, you know, what was that, during Christmas, the week after Christmas. They had a lead in the fourth quarter. They were up 13. Okay. I'm going to go back to it as if it was yesterday. Okay. They were up 13. They closed the quarter out on an 8-0 run due to the Memphis Grizzlies. They were in position to win that game. It's how they lose and who they lose against. When you think they're actually going to win the game, when you feel like, wow, this is a solid W that's coming for the Lakers, and then they, you know what? That's different than when you just get blown out by 25 and you never really, like, the emotion is gone out of the game. You know what I mean? So I think it's how you lose that has something to do with it. So, yes, definitely has an effect.
I like that you recap that like it was your girlfriend breaking up for you. Like, 2 days before, she told me she loved me. She brought me a sandwich for no reason. Like, everything was working great. We had a nice walk on the beach. We told each other our deepest, darkest secrets.
Then let me tell you something. A girlfriend breaking up with me, she told me it was over. Girlfriend breaking up with me doesn't hurt as bad as that Laker-Memphis game.
I could tell. One more. It wouldn't be an Ask Slee if we didn't have a food/traffic/travel one. So John,
love the Costco one. The Costco one was great.
It's great. John in Huntington Beach of Fullerton, what percentage do you go with on the tip when doing takeout? It's a good question because, you know, in dining is one thing, but takeout is another. What's the percentage?
So listen, this is what's happened now. Even if you're just ordering a cup of coffee and you're leaving, you pay with your credit card. It's coming up. It's going to say, hey, 15% tip, 20%. I mean, look, first of all, let's just be honest. There are no options that say 5%, okay? There are no options that
say
10%.
There's other. You can.
There is other, or you can put in the exact amount, okay? Right. But if I leave a dollar tip on a $3.50 coffee or a $4... But I'm not thinking, I'm not breaking down a percentage, right? Are you breaking down a percentage? Are you sitting there with a calculator and saying, all I'm thinking is it's $1, so I'm leaving the dollar.
And it's a dollar that you don't have to leave. I think that's
That you don't have to leave. Okay, right. So it's the same thing for takeout. For takeout, it's impossible that at the lowest percentage I'm leaving, especially now, because I think, you know, I think things changed over the last couple of years where you're really trying to support these restaurants, is that
sure.
I'm not leaving lower than 15%. That's the option that's on there. That's even probably
on
the one I'm hitting.
Good for you. I like that. Good for you. That's because did they do anything? I mean, they made the food, but you walked in, you picked up the bag, you're walking out. It's not like you're getting a delivery service.
You're 110% right, but I really think a lot of this has to do with the fact that you run your credit card and the options in front of you.
They spin it around.
They spin it around, right? And now it's just like, and then, you know, you're also, okay, well, whatever I put, when I spin it back around to them, you know, they're going to see it.
They're going
to
judge me.
There's an obligation here, but they make it so easy to just go 15%.
Absolutely. Ask Slee is brought to you by Harrah's Resort SoCal, voted best resort in Funner, California. From dining to unwinding, a trip to Funner, California is always a win. Are you game for a getaway? Start planning your trip by visiting harrahssocal.com. A new face, or I should say an old face, in a new place. That's next. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.